Welcome to Byline. I'm Rick Heldon. Well, the 2012 general election is history, and it will soon be time to gavel the Kentucky General Assembly to order. Kentucky Public Radio Frankfort Bureau Chief Kenny Colston is here to talk about the new legislature, including a Kentucky Senate with no David Williams. Hi, Kenny. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, give us a rundown of the House and Senate makeup in Frankfort now post-election.
What we have right at this instant is the Republicans have picked up 4 seats in the House. That makes it 55-45. There are still a few things, re-canvass in a race or two that could flip. One race as was only won by a Democrat by 5 votes. You also have an outstanding lawsuit against Representative Dennis Horlander. So the highest I think Republicans could probably get would be 7 if those two things broke their way. But I mean, well, 6 or 7, depending on how these races. But that's if everything breaks their way. They're probably going to have 4, possibly 5 with this Horlander lawsuit. And the state Senate, they actually gained a seat. The Republicans did. But that race is kind of being contested. They want to re-canvass to relook over those vote totals in that race as well. But that's a little bit bigger margin. I think that's closer to 300 votes. That's probably likely to stand. So the GOP will actually have increased their numbers once again in an election in the state Senate.
So this will be the first session in many years without David Williams, the longtime Senate president. First of all, will there be a special election for his seat?
There will be. It will be on Tuesday, December 18th, to make sure that they actually have a representative. Governor Beshear set that date this week and said that he wanted to make sure that that Senate district had a representative in this upcoming session. Even though it's not a budget session, he says it's still important. There have been 2 Republicans who have gone ahead and said that they want the party nomination, because in a special election, it's not a free-for-all. Basically, the 2 parties, Republicans and Democrats, pick 1 nominee, and then those 2 fight each other out. The Republicans have basically State Representative Sarah Beth Gregory, who is just was elected to her 2nd term in the state House, has said she's interested. And then a lawyer from Albany, which is Albany, Kentucky, which is in the district, has said that he would like the nomination as well. The difference between the 2, besides obviously name recognition and stature, is that this lawyer has said that he will not run for re-election in 2014, and he won't get in the way of redistricting. Basically, the 16th district that Williams represents, it is kind of at the core of redistricting in the state Senate. They own so many seats that it's kind of hard for them not to run against put some of their members against each other. They were able to do so this last time, this last map that got thrown out, because a Republican decided to retire and David Williams was basically going to consume his district. Now that Williams and this lawmaker has retired, you have someone who won in the 15th district. You have an open seat in the Senate, or 16th, excuse me. The thought was maybe, you know, it would just flip the other way. But I think if Representative Gregory is the nominee for the Republicans, and she's likely to win based on the makeup of those counties, you might have an issue. She might say, listen, I don't want to be consumed by this other district. It might be an incumbent versus an incumbent fight down the road.
Now, David Williams no longer a member of the Senate because he was appointed to a judgeship by Governor Steve Beshear. Who's positioning now to run for the Senate presidency?
Well, I think something that we've talked about that a few weeks ago, Robert Stivers is probably the leader in the clubhouse for this, almost a successor. But that being said, independent Bob Leeper has come forward and said, I would like to run it as well. Leeper caucuses with the Republicans to help give them, you know, a supermajority in that chamber. And I think he's kind of seen as a kind of let's transition away from David Williams more so than what Stivers could. Stivers was the majority leader, and while he says he will be different than David Williams, he was still kind of part of that regime. Leeper is the Senate budget chairman. I think he would be a fresh face, used to be a Democrat, then turned Republican, then turned independent. And so I think he's kind of got an outside candidacy. But Stivers says, you know, he's not sure that his caucus is ready to put an independent in control of the entire chamber. That's a little risky, but Leeper could garner some votes.
When will they have the election? And during the organizational session in January?
Yeah, they go for like 1 week in January, then they take a break. That's when they will officially pick. But what the Republicans have done the last couple of times is they take a caucus retreat in December, usually go to like a state park or something like that, hole up for a few days, and that's where they really pick their leaders. That's where they kind of do their leadership election. And then once they get there in January, it's kind of a foregone conclusion because they have so many members that whoever they vote for will get it. So I think we'll know by middle of December who the next Senate president is.
All right, enough of that. Let's talk about Ashley Judd. Now, the word got out this week. It's been spreading like a wildfire that the Kentucky native and actress Ashley Judd might run for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who is, of course, seeking re-election. You've been looking into it. What have you heard?
Yeah, actually, I thought you were just talking, maybe she had a new movie out.
Well,
but apparently, she's since I'm here, we've got to talk about politics. Yeah, she has expressed some interest, apparently, in this race. She's expressed it to Congressman John Yarmuth, who said that he thought that would be a power matchup, if that is the case, in 2014. And it appears that she is kind of feeling things out. Now, she is a Tennessee resident, so she would have to buy a house or something and maintain residency for, I think, a year before that election. So she's got some time to do that. But Yarmuth basically says she could raise a lot of money. She's got a lot of ties to the Commonwealth. And it appears that, you know, a U.S. Senate race is probably in her future. Now, whether that's Kentucky or Tennessee, I don't think that decision has been made. But it's definitely out there now. You even have Us Weekly, which is an entertainment tabloid, weighing in on the Mitch McConnell-Ashley Judd race. So I think there are some legs to it, but I don't know that the wheels are totally in motion yet. I think she's just checking out which bus to buy.
This kind of came out of nowhere to casual observers, but she's a longtime activist dating back to her days as a UK student, of course, a Kentucky native. But the big question is, could she beat McConnell, who has raised, what, $7 million now for his reelection bid?
Yeah, the question is, McConnell's going to raise money. We've seen that in all of his reelections. And I think Ashley Judd could be able to raise money from a national profile, being an actress, her connections in Hollywood. That would help her, obviously. There's a contrast of her being a young woman compared to McConnell. And the question really is will some of the stances she's taken, she was a big President Barack Obama supporter, will that hurt her 2 years from now? She was a DNC delegate to the convention this year, so she's really tied into the national party. That will be something McConnell will try to exploit. And then also, she's been very vocal in being anti-mountaintop removal mining, and that's a big issue in eastern Kentucky. That is one issue that can actually kill some Democratic votes for her out in Democratic areas in eastern Kentucky. We saw that happen to Ben Chandler, I think, this week when you go anti-coal. That would probably be her biggest hurdle if she ran against Mitch McConnell.
We will be keeping an eye on this one. Kentucky Public Radio's Kenny Colston, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.